This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 896. This too shall help you pass IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Surprisingly, there are many places where today's vocabulary about surviving problems may be useful on IELTS. Get some comforting words today while raising your vocabulary scores.
Hello, Aubrey. What's going on with you today?
Hey, Jessica, not much. We are going to go on vacation in a few days, which is exciting. Get somewhere a little cooler. Do you have any fun summer plans?
Actually, I went down a camping app wormhole last night, and like I lost an hour just like digging into all these cool campsites and stuff, just trying to like find the perfect campsite for us this summer.
Because so, you have so many options up there,
I know.
Right?
Oh yes. My God, there's just a billion, and like, but it's so fun just to like look at all the sites and like the different hikes and stuff. So
I know the planning is half of the fun when it comes to camping.
It seriously is. Like all travel is like that. I feel like the planning for any travel is like, it's half of the fun of it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm wondering if you get a lot of advice when you are picking camping spots, because that's what we're talking about today. We have some great phrases and idioms for giving someone advice.
Yes. If you speak to any Oregonian, they are going to be full of advice for hikes and camping. Like everyone has their favorite swimming hole or, you know, like, and then I never know where they're talking about. I only know the place if I've been there. So I'm not a person to come to for advice. But guys, where would this even be useful on IELTS, Aubrey?
Well, you definitely could have a speaking part two question. We actually had a student that asked us, they had a speaking part two question that was, describe a great piece of advice someone gave you recently. And if you don't have some good phrases and idioms for advice, it would be hard to fill 2 minutes talking about advice someone gave you.
Oh my gosh, that would be a really difficult part two card, guys. So besides the vocabulary that you guys are getting today, really check out some of our part two strategy episodes. I know there's a great YouTube video as well. Just search before, during, after, talking about how to fill that 2 minutes with context, because talking for 2 minutes is really difficult about some of these things. This one would be hard, I think, too. So guys, we're going to give you vocab and use it in sentences today that you could use for that specific part two question. But just to let you know, this vocabulary could come up in other parts of the exam, like even the listening exam, you guys. If it's like a conversation between two students, for example, and one person is having difficulties with an assignment, the other person is going to comfort them, is going to give them some advice. So they might use an idiom that you don't know. If you're general training, a task one letter topic could be asking you to write to a friend who's having a problem. So I think today's vocabulary phrases are really useful.
Yeah, definitely. There are quite a few places they can come up on IELTS. If you guys are just getting into your IELTS journey, or if you just want to know what score you would get if you took the exam today, you need to come and check out. We have a quick 2-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore. And this Jessica created this based on her 14 years of examiner experience. She had corrected how many essays, Jessica?
At least 10,000. I mean, we did the math, but that's like at the lower estimate. So at least 10,000 essays, at least 5,000 speaking exams. And plus, not only that, but I'm a content creator. I write tests, you guys. Like, this is part of my job. So definitely check out that quiz. It is linguistically valid. So check that out, guys, because it'll let you know what you would get on IELTS if you took it right now. Go to allearsenglish.com. IELTSenergy.com/myscore. Okay, so far, guys, you know where you could use this vocab. So let's dive into the actual vocab, Aubrey.
Yes. Okay. So our Instagram follower had mentioned the idiom, this too shall pass. And yes. She asked, like, how could we use this? This is a great expression. It just means whatever you are going through right now, it is going to pass. No matter how big it seems right now, it seems like you'll never get through it. It will. And so when you're giving someone advice, you could just say, this too shall pass. And you're just letting them know it's going to be okay. You're going to make it through.
It's a lovely phrase. I know it's kind of cheesy because it's like, it's old, it's like overused maybe, but I still like it. I think it's lovely. So guys, if we put this in an IELTS context, let's say you have that speaking part two card about describing a great piece of advice someone gave you recently. I could say, I always get advice from my mom. I'd be like, well, I was talking to my mom the other day and I was talking about how difficult it's been sort of like maintaining my patience in life, because there's been a lot of adversity around us these days. And she just said, you know what? This too shall pass. You know it will. It's going to be fine. So I think a lot of these guys would actually be very useful strategically just to like use it to quote someone else, right? So when we're introducing a quote, we say she was like or she was all. I think that's a really native slangy way to introduce what another person says.
Yes, we rarely say she said to me.
Right.
No, we say she was like.
Yeah,
she was
totally.
All. Yeah, do that.
I love it.
So there's a couple other good ones. These two have very similar meanings.
Yeah.
The first one is tell it like it is, which, you know, it means you're going to give it to someone straight. I can't say it without using the second one. The second one is to give it to you straight.
These
both mean
each other.
Exactly. Right. You are not going to give extra information. You're not going to sugarcoat anything. There's another idiom.
Nice one.
I can't do it without using idioms.
So it's like, you know, you're being completely honest. You're not sparing any truth. And so this is, you know, this is important sometimes to tell it like it is, to be completely, completely honest with someone. So
again, if I got that speaking part two question, or maybe if the question were just to describe a piece of advice you have given someone else recently, I could definitely talk about, I recently gave my daughter some advice. There were some girls that were kind of being mean, as 14-year-olds are.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, I'm going to tell you it like it is. Girls your age are sometimes mean, right?
So mean.
And I could say, I just gave it to her straight and let her know that she's just going to have to deal with this at her age, but it too shall pass.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You could use all of them.
That's
I love that. Teenage girls are a nightmare.
It can be so mean. It's so sad. I'm really trying to raise kind daughters.
Yeah.
And let them, you know, do not say mean things about people or to people, right? Just be kind. Be the friend you would want someone else to be to you.
Sure. Yeah. And there's another thing that my mom always said, and this is something you guys could use, like talking about the golden rule, right? Mm. My mom I remember just hearing that a billion times growing up. The golden rule, guys, treat others how you would like to be treated. So I think that fits in a lot of different types of advice there.
Yes,
right?
For sure. What score would you get if you took the IELTS exam today? You can find out with our free 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. You will also receive free resources at your level, so you can stop wasting time searching the millions of websites about IELTS and know exactly what to spend your time on. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Okay, so there's a lot of bird idioms, and there are two that work here. One is kill two birds with one stone. That's like if someone's asking you for your advice on a decision they have to make, right? An action that they have to take. It's like, should I do – oh, God, this is hard to think of an example.
No, well, because it needs to be like if there's two – things where you can do them both for one result, right?
Right.
So if someone's saying like, oh, I don't know whether I should take this job or this other job. And you could say, well, you can kill two birds with one stone with the first job because you'll be able to save money commuting and also save time. There'll be more time you can spend with your family because the first right. job is telecommuting, let's say, right?
Yeah.
So this is a great expression if you can pick something and then get two results from it. Kill two yeah. birds with one stone. Yeah,
exactly. So it's accomplishing two things at once. Like last week, James and I made a cake. And so we killed a lot of birds with that one stone because it was an activity, right? It took like an hour because it was like really involved. Also, we found out it was a friend's birthday so we could give her some of the cake. So, awesome. And then we got to eat some cake. So a lot of things were accomplished.
Yeah, right. With so many birds action. Killed with
so
that
many
stone.
Birds. That's a terribly like violent idiom. Though.
Weird, right? That you're killing birds at all. That's kind of terrible.
I know.
A stone. Can you imagine throwing Why? A stone at a bird? That's horrible.
Why throw? Guys, don't.
Don't.
Don't throw rocks
don't
at birds.
Don't throw stones okay. at birds. That's today's takeaway. So there's okay. another one about yeah. birds, which is, it's kind of long. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, but we never say the whole thing. We
it's
just
too
say,
long.
Yeah, it's way too long. Natives will shorten this and just say a bird in the hand. And what that means is you have something right now. Don't worry about results or something that might come in the future. Take the bird in the hand, meaning take the result you can get right now, right?
Right,
and this
yeah.
is, it's called a half idiom where we shorten it. And Jessica did a YouTube video on half idioms. It was called Use Half Idioms for an 8 or Higher on IELTS Speaking. So come back to the blog. I'll link to that one. It's really good because these longer idioms, we almost always shorten them.
Right, exactly. We do that a lot, guys. And that is such a great way to impress the examiner and really show this native understanding of the language. I mean, that's why, like, that's not even band 7. That's band 8, 9, like, way to communicate, right? Being
Definitely.
Able to use half an idiom like that. Okay, so the last one, guys, the last phrase we say often when we're giving advice or comforting someone through some adversity they are facing, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I feel like this
yes.
is also so many. I don't like we have two kill words today. Sorry about
I know,
that, guys.
Right? But so many idioms about kill. But at least this way, it's like, you know, it's not literal, like throwing stones at
I
a bird.
Know.
But yeah, it's so true. Bad. Just like any adversity you have is going to make you stronger. You grow from it.
Yeah.
You learn from it. And this, we use a half idiom here too. We'll often just say, well, if it doesn't kill you. And then we just
right.
stop. And we know that we are inferring the rest of the idiom. That
we do say you know, that.
Yep.
Definitely. Like, well, whatever doesn't kill you. And then, yeah, and then we know. And sometimes the person really doesn't want to hear that. Sometimes the person is like, just let me be upset right now because this sucks. And then I'll realize the benefit later. So anyway, just piece yeah. of life advice.
Right?
Don't
this
always
is a great
try to comfort
one.
People.
I know, that's true. But for sometimes, speaking part two, that one yeah. would be so good because any advice you're talking about that someone gave you or that you gave someone, this would apply
yeah.
to anything. You say, so I told
oh,
her
yeah.
whatever, or, you know, so I was like, whatever doesn't kill you or whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. That always will apply for any because all whenever you're giving advice, it's because someone's going through something difficult.
Yeah. And guys, on speaking part two, there are so many different cards that are asking you to describe challenges and problems, right? Like describe a problem you had while traveling. You could use this half idiom for any of them,
yes.
right? So like after you give details about the problem, you could just shrug your shoulders and be like, well, I mean, whatever doesn't kill you, you know, live and learn.
Oh, that's
so
good.
That would work to conclude like any description of a problem. So, okay, guys, definitely come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/IELTS. This is episode 896. Choose one or two phrases and use them in the comment section of the blog post. And guys, remember, you could find out your estimated IELTS band score right now for free and get free resources. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Yes. Thanks for joining me today, Jessica. I'm sorry we talked about death so much.
I know.
Killing birds.
We didn't mean to. Sorry about that, guys. We'll be more upbeat on the next one.
Yes.
All right, Aubrey, have a good rest of the day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.